Today marks the most auspicious anniversary appearance of Srila Srivas Pandit, or also known as Srila Srivas Thakur. And it also coincides with the anniversary disappearance of one of our commanders in Srila Prabhupada's army. Srila Prabhupada is our general, Srila Sridhar Swami. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila is chapter 7 entitled Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. This text 15. Ehitina Tattva Sarva Raja Karimane Chaturtaye Bhakta Tattva Aradaka Jane. You can repeat the translation some words at a time. The three predominators, everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu are worshipable by all living entities. And the fourth principle, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, is to be understood as their worshipper. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In his Anubhasya, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, describing the truth about the Pancha Tattva, explains that we should understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme predominator, and that Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are his subordinates but are also predominators. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. All of them are Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme, and are therefore worshipable by the living entities. Although the other two tattvas within the category of Pancha Tattva, namely Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva, represented by Gadadhar and Srivas, are worshippers of the Supreme Lord. They are in the same category because they eternally engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Is there some feedback from the sound? It's okay? Text 16. Srivasadiyata koti koti bhakta gana sudha bhakta tattva madhya tansabara ganana. You can repeat the translation. There are innumerable pure devotees of the Lord, headed by Srivas Thakur, who are known as unalloyed devotees. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada said that Srila Narada Muni is a perfect brahmachari because his sole purpose is pure devotional service and to distribute pure devotional service. But Narada Muni gave up his brahmachari life and he entered into household life as Srila and Srivastako. So why did he do such a thing? Just like the gopis of Vrindavan, they gave up their chastity and they ran to Vamsivat to associate with Krishna when he played his flute. He says the sound is something of the sound. There is a feedback, I said this earlier. I'm sure they can adjust the sounds. So Krishna consciousness is not about moral, social and ethical values of life. We have to transcend dharma to actually enter into real dharma, the eternal identity of the spirit soul. So therefore, just as the gopis gave up the chastity and ran to Vamsivat when Krishna played his flute, similarly Narada Muni gave up his brahmachari vows for Vraja Bhakti to enter into a devotional service in terms of the love of the gopis for Krishna. And that is the appearance of Srivas Thakur. According to Narada Purana and Skanda Purana as well as Padma Purana, there was an article in the Back to Godhead magazine in the year 2000. The magazine's number is text 34, which discusses that when Narada Muni first heard of Lord Krishna not being the Lord, because he is used to Lord Narayan as the Lord, but he heard of Lord Krishna not being the Lord as Shama Sundar, like that. And he got some information where he can find him. So Narada Muni is a traveling spaceman. In other words, from his vantage point, like a map, he can see anywhere and everywhere, whenever he likes. But when he came over Vraj Mandala, he could not see. Although he is an Adi Yogi himself, he is full of mysticism. Like that. And although he is Trikalagya, he knows everything. But when he came above Vraj, he was completely bewildered. He couldn't see. So therefore he had to ground himself. So when he came into the ground, Srila Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, in chapter 51, that he was wandering through all 12 forests of Vraja Mandala. And he came to a place called Bandiravan forest. And there, from the ground, he had to see up. Because he could not see from his celestial position down. So from the ground, when he could see up in the trees, he saw these two famous parrots that always accompany Lord Krishna, which he heard about before he came there. So he thought, no, Krishna must be around, like that. But this parents couple, they were imitating some discussion that they heard about Vedanta philosophy. And they were in this highly philosophical discussion, like this. And Narada Muni, he was struck by this. He was struck by this. And then the two parrots, they got into an argument. They got into such a heated argument that Narada Muni was trying to intervene and say, don't fight. But they was not interested in seeing him or neither hearing him. Then he said, who are these parrots? They are absorbed in their own consciousness and they cannot see me. And I am Narada Muni. And I am grounded and I have to see up. So in other words, he lost all his mysticism as a traveling spaceman. Then in the heated discussion between the two parrots, they got into some argument about Grahmakatha. Grahmakatha. And that Grahmakatha means they reduce the philosophy to say that we cannot understand. Narada Muni said, these parrots are bewildering me. And they began speaking about how so many young girls are running after one boy. Immediately Narada Muni tried to close his ears. He said, hearing this would make me break my brahmachari vows. But he couldn't. He was already contaminated. He couldn't. So from there he went to many forests. Many forests. And so forth. And while wandering, he started running through the forest trying to forget what he heard. But the more he forgets, the more he remembers. It is paradoxical. The more he forgets, the more he remembers in that way. So with great intensity, he ran through every kunj and bow. The only person who can resolve this is this Shyamasunda or Krishna, and started looking for him, looking for him, looking for him. So that's the feature of the mood of the six Goswamis. Hey Radhe, Raja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suna Kutha, Nanda Suna, oh, beloved of Nanda Maharaj, where are you? Where are you? Are you at Govardhan? Are you there? Here and everywhere? He was doing that. So he was becoming purified by hearing the eternal associates of the Lord, these two parrots. Sometimes their names are called Sukh and Sari, and other times the names are a little different. Nevertheless, they were two parrots. Again. So he became purified by the association and he took on the mood of Vipralamba Bhav, of separation from Krishna. But there's a difference. He did not meet Shyamasunda, so how can he feel separation? So this type of Vipralamba indicates that he is feeling separation by eagerness to meet him for the first time. It's a different type of Vipralamba. It is not the Vipralamba of the eternal associates of the Lord, where they meet, Sambhog, and then Vipralamba. Separation is there. So Srila Prabhupada says that Narada Muni became contaminated by Anuras. That means, when these parrots were imitating a philosophical discussion and started speaking about Grahmakatha, about how so many girls are fighting over one boy, he became contaminated simply by the imitation of the parrots of Vrindavan. So it's called Anuras. So he couldn't do it. Imagine if he gets the real thing. In that sense. So therefore it is Vipralamba Bhav not with meeting Krishna. Because he's only getting an abhas or shadow of the reflective consciousness of the eternal residence of Vrindavan. So Narada Muni became completely disturbed. That I'm eager to see this boy. So he performed some tapasya to Lord Shiva. And then he got a boon and Shiva appeared. And he said, you take this mantra and you meditate and you perform the saptapasya. And you go into this forest called Pushpavan. Pushpavan. That's a forest of flowers. Like that. So Narada Muni meditated and meditated and meditated through austerity, not even drinking water. He was not interested in doing any other activity except the eagerness and earnest desire to get Krishna, Shama Sundu Krishna. So at that time, in that particular area, one little girl came with her friends. And her mother said, I noticed that in this area, there's one Baba is there. You go and you see what he needs. Because he's been there for weeks and for months, but he's going without eating. He's sitting in one place like that. So you go. So this little girl, she had also other girlfriends, she went to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni could understand that someone is around by the ankle bells, the tinkling of the ankle bells. So he felt that my meditation has been broken by some simple tinkling of the ankle bells. That must be more powerful than my meditation. So he opened his eyes. And he saw the leader of these girls. And when he saw the leader of these girls, she entered into his consciousness. And he broke his brahmachari vows for the second time. So immediately tried to compose himself and close his eyes and go into internal meditation. And when he went back into internal meditation and chanting the mantra given through the boon of Lord Shiva, while chanting he became agitated by the impression, samskara of that little girl. It was in his consciousness. He couldn't get it out. Just like sometimes when we are disturbed, when we try to chant with attention, but we remember more the persons or the situation that disturbs us rather than hearing the mantra. So the same thing happened to Narada Muni. He's trying to chant the mantra given by Shiva, but it's not working because he's disturbed by the impression or samskara of that girl. So he pretended he was chanting and slowly he started opening his eyes like a little bit and he saw the girls were still there. Like that. So then the girl said, Baba, my mother has sent me whatever you need for your prasad and things like that. So Narada Muni opened his eyes fully. Like that. He was not interested in the prasad. He was getting darshan. Like that. And he said, how is it that I am meditating and now I have come to you and you are the result of my meditation? Like that. So then he explained himself. He explained himself. So the little girl said, oh, you want to see this Shyamasundar? Narada Muni said, yes, can you show me? Oh yes, I will show you. I know this boy, I will show you. Like that. And she said, follow me. Narada Muni said, I am brahmachari. If somebody sees me in this forest following young girl like that, meanwhile her friends went away. And you alone now and problem. The girl said, "This is Pushpavan. You are Baba, you are a great sage." Like this. "So therefore, how can I cheat you? You will curse me. I don't want that. So I will go forward and you come. But you must keep distance in such a way that you can see me but I cannot see you." He says, "How? What if you run away? How will I know?" She says, "Ankle bells tinkling." So they came to a clearing. So when they came to a clearing, they saw a huge kund. Big, massive kund. It's as if the waters are overflowing the banks of the kund. Big lake, like that. And it's flowing so beautifully, like that. So she's sitting on the banks. And she says, "Baba, come." Narada Muni looks this side, looks all. Nobody's around. Like that. Nobody's around. So then he comes closer and she says, "Closer, closer, closer, closer." He said, "No. I've already broken my brahmachari vows so many times now and now it's a problem." Like that. "Come sit right next to me now." But Narada Muni is saying no, but he's going near. Because he's eager. No, but he's going near. No, but he's going near. So immediately when Narada Muni comes close, this little girl, she puts a hand, she stands up, he sits down, and she pushes him in the lake. Okay. And when he goes in the lake, he becomes completely submerged and he comes out. And when he comes out, he says, "Hey, am I a he or a she?" So he sees that his body has become the form of a small little girl, like that. And then this little girl laughs at him. "You are not Narada, you are Naradi." So Naradi has become Gopi, little girl. So internally is Narada Muni, externally is looking. How is this? This time I've completely broken all my brahmachari vows. Now I've become one of them. I become a girl. So then, this other little girl, she takes Naradi, she takes he, she, you know. He inside, but she outside. To another twin kuns, another lake's kuns. And she says, "You sit here. He'll come." And he's embarrassed that he's being instructed by a young girl and he's brahmachari. "You sit here, don't move. Sham will come." So in this lake, Narada, Naradi, is seeing lotus flowers. And he sees these lotus flowers have life and they're moving towards him. But he looks closer and closer, he, she, looks closer and closer. It is not lotus flowers, it is Shyamasunda. With those lotus-like gopis around him, like that. So she, Naradi, is about to go into the water. This other gopi says, "No, you cannot. You stay here. You cannot go." He says, "Why?" Then this little gopi said, "You said you only want to see, you want to witness, but you cannot participate." So Naradi is feeling, "Oh, I have come so far and I am so near, yet I am still so far." In other words, I am so near, at the same time I am so far. What is this? And Naradi became angry. And this other gopi said, "You cannot be angry. This is not good for you. This is karma. This is lust. So Naradi had to compose himself internally, herself externally. Like that. So immediately when Naradi became angry, and he looked again, because anger means you get blinded. And Naradi composed herself again, externally, and she said, "Oh God." Like that. Then Shama Sundar spoke, said, "At least if I cannot participate, reciprocate with me." So Shama Sundar said, "You go back." And as Naradi, in that consciousness, you write what you see. So this other little girl brought Naradi back to this huge lake where Narada was transformed into a little girl. Not those twin lakes, those huge lakes. Like that. So when that little girl brought Naradi again, and she said, "Nobody will say anything, just sit next to me now. You Naradi, you Gopi, anyone sees us, okay, we are two little girls on the bank." So while this other girl was speaking to Naradi, immediately bewildering Naradi, she pushed her, Naradi, into the lake again. And then when Naradi came out, again Narada, Muni, and there was no scene around. So that area is called Pushpavan. That main lake in Pushpavan is called Kusum Sarovara. And those twin lakes that Naradi went to with that little gopi, her name is Vrindadevi, who took Narada Muni as Naradi. Those twin lakes are Radhakund and Shyamakund. So Naradi said, "I cannot stay, it's too much." So he entered deep into the forest, and that area today you can go to is called Naradavan. And he bathed there, not to be purified from all these samskaras that he has got, but he bathed there to get that darshan again internally. So that is called Naradakund. And you can go there today. There's a little temple and there's a beautiful deity of Narada Muni in Naradavan, not very near, not very far from Kusum Sarovara. And there he followed Shama Sundar's verbal instructions and he wrote the Bhakti Shastras. A principal Bhakti Shastra that he wrote there is called Narada Bhakti Sutra, which is printed by our BBT in that sense. So in that Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada Muni says in text 19, Narara stutad apa apirtakila charatatad vishmarane parama viyukula teti. Narada says that bhakti consists of offering one's every act to the Supreme Lord and feeling extreme distress in forgetting Him. And in text 21 in Narada Bhakti Sutra, it says, Yata vraja gopikanam. It indicates that the coward women of Vraja are an example of pure bhakti. And then the purport, it is stated that the topmost devotees of all are the gopis of Vraja. So while he is writing these bhakti shastras, like Narada Bhakti Sutra, he is writing it still in Vipralamba Bhav, because he could not participate. And because he could not participate, he was writing it in separation and he was craving to participate in Radha Krishna Lila. But he cannot, because he is a Narayan Bhakta. Om Namo Narayana Mudisvina. He moves like that. So that craving to enter into Radha Krishna Leela is the form of Srila Srivastava. And he does enter. and he does enter in that way. So we find that Narada Muni was a brahmachari eternally, and Srivast Thakur is a householder. Narada Muni is the musician with Veena, and in the courtyard of Srivast Angan, just up the road here, like that, the Sankirtan movement was in full swing of song and dance in the house and courtyard of Srivast Thakur, known as Srivast Angan. So he is also a musician, Srivast Thakur, or known as also Srivast Pandit. So therefore it is simultaneously said that Srivast Thakur is an incarnation of Narada Muni, and simultaneously is not an incarnation of Narada Muni, because he is the form of Narada Muni that enters into Radha Krishna Leela, because Narada Muni himself cannot enter like that. And Srivast Thakur had a younger brother named Sri Ram Pandit, and he is an incarnation of Parvata Muni, who is the eternal associate and accompanying friend of Narada Muni. And Srivast Thakur's wife, her name is Malini, or some people say Malini, doesn't matter, so long as the person is the same, like that. And she is an incarnation of Shyama Sundar's nurse named Ambika, like that, who fed Lord Krishna, Shyama Sundar, personally with her breast milk. It's the consort of Srivast Thakur, like that. And Srivast Thakur had one niece, and her name is Narayani. And immediately Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy says, "Chant the holy name." And when she chanted, she could not stop and she was dancing in ecstasy. And the ecstatic form of Narayani became Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, her son. And therefore we know Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has so much information and leela about the Panchatattva themselves like that. So we can understand that after Lord Chaitanya's accepting sannyas, Srivast Pandit left Navadvip and he went to another area called Kumarahatta, and Mahaprabhu personally visited him there at that place in Kumarahatta. That's how you pronounce it, right? Kumarahatta. It's not very far, right? Yes. Just as Sri Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani in separation from Krishna, feeling not having any love for Krishna. Sometimes it's called that Gadadhar is an expansion of Radharani. Similarly, Srivast Pandit is an expansion of Narada Muni, and simultaneously is the devotional energy, the form of the devotee in that way. So I read this verse today, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Gana. But at the same time, when we say Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, and that Vrinda is the form of Vrinda Devi, who contaminated Narada Muni with Gopi Bhav in separation from Krishna, although not participating. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So therefore Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, that Srivas is that person who heads up all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Gaura Bhakta. So practically our general in the Panchatattva is Srivast Thakur. Therefore Srivast Adi, Adi indicates and all others. And who are they? Those devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed up by Srivast Thakur, Gaura Bhakta. Or Gaura Bhakta Gana or Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Like that. So what he wants to do with us, what he wants us to do with him, is that we have to enter into Vrinda. Vrindavan. In that way. So therefore it says, all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, added up by Srivas Thakur. So we're in his line fully in that way. Now there's another verse, Jaya Jaya Srivasadi Yatta Bhakta Gana Pranata Haiya Vandon Sabara Charana. So yeah, it says, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srivas Thakur and all the other devotees of the Lord. I fall down to offer them respect. I worship their lotus feet. There, in the Prabhupada says that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he teaches us first to offer respect to the Panchatattva and then the other devotees. And we must strictly follow this principle in offering respect to the Panchatattva, as summarized in this mantra, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Srila Prabhupada said, at the beginning of any function in Krishna consciousness or in preaching, we should especially chant this Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sometimes I see that devotees only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for long hours, but they actually forget to chant the Panchatattva Mantra. We should, and this is an instruction from our founder Acharya. You can see it in Adi Lila, chapter 8, text number 4. That is a very interesting thing. When you see the Panchatattva on the altar, what is Srivas Thakur doing? Is he facing Lord Chaitanya? Who is he facing? All of us. Why? Because he feels that he's not worthy to be a member of the Panchatattva. At the same time, he feels that he's not worthy to be called a devotee. So therefore he's praying. That's another meaning of Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. That means I am heading up all of you for you to give me your mercy to someday become a devotee. So if he is heading up all the devotees, Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, what does it mean? It means we have to get his consciousness, because he is heading up all the devotees. But he is saying, I am heading you all up because I am praying to you that someday I will become a devotee by your mercy. Trinadapi sunechena tarorapi sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtanaya sadahari. So that's one meaning. Another meaning, when he prays to all the devotees in front, he says, I am begging you, you please come to the lotus feet of Gadadhar, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Advaita. You please come to them. You go first. And until all of you go first, then I will follow. That's how I am qualified to come last. So he is begging in that way. So Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. In other words, this is the consciousness. So therefore he is the personification of humility. Trinadapi Sunechena Tarorivasahisna or Tarorapi Sahisna. Why this is so important? When we chant the Panchatattva mantra, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, what does it begin with? Shri Krishna Chaitanya. It is implicit the devotees are there. Krishna Chaitanya is a? Is a? Devotee. And how does it end? Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The devotees are there at the beginning and at the end. And everything else, Vishnu Tattva, expansions, ras, is a sandwich. The devotees make up two things. They make up the inside of the sandwich. You know, you cannot just eat dry bread. There's two slices, but what makes it relishable is inside, right? Some filling, paneer or some sabji. But the devotees sandwich that. Mahaprabhu himself becomes that. And the devotee is headed up by Srivastava. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the mantra begins with Hare and it ends with Hare. Again, devotee. Devotees. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And when we chant the Premadwani prayers, Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astaturo Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And next is? Next? Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. And how does it end? Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. How many times all glories to the assembled devotees? Three times. And who are those devotees? Those devotees are those devotees that immediately live with you in your own community. And that's what it means. Now this Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai is devotees who visit us and they are there with you. So this is Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And one such devotee who lived in our midst and still lives in separation and in Leela in our midst is His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. At that time Sridhar Brahmachari, Prithu Putra Brahmachari, and Lokanath Das Brahmachari, after they accepted sannyas from Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, maybe 1976 or so, like that, they went to Srila Prabhupada's quarters to ask for blessings and direction. Srila Prabhupada did not give them the name Swami in that. He did not give them the name Swami in the Yajna. He just gave them Sannyas Danda. He didn't say, this is your name. So they think, Prabhupada forgot to give us the name Swami. So they asked Prabhupada the first question. Prabhupada, we didn't get our names. He said, just that Swami in his room. So Lokanath Swami, Sridhar Swami, and Prituputra Swami. Just that Swami. Like that. So then they asked, give us some blessings and direction. And Prabhupada said, you have to do four things without duplicity. And that's sannyas. Like that. So he said, four things without duplicity? Now without duplicity means what you are inside, you are the same outside. So therefore a sadhu's life is an open book. Nothing to hide. There's nothing under the carpet, no dirt, and there's nothing in the closet. If there's any dirt, this is me. Expose yourself. That means without duplicity. Without duplicity. This is me, this is as I am, please help me. So then they ask, what is the four things? Srila Prabhupada said, man mana bhava mad bhakto, that's the first thing. Majaji mam namaskaro, that's the second thing.
Mam evasyasi satyam te. Number 3. Pratijano priyosime. 4. He said, when you think of Krishna, do it without duplicity. When you want to be his devotee, do it without duplicity. When you want to offer homage, praise to him, do it without duplicity. Like that. And then, when you offer dandavats, you know, bow down, do it without duplicity. He said, this is sannyas. So later on, I asked His Holiness Lokanath Swami, because he told me this. I said, what does it mean? He said, the only way you can be without duplicity is to not be duplicious with the devotees. That's what Prabhupada actually meant. And His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj was like that. He'll call a spade a spade. And he said, you can call me also like a spade is a spade. He was inside the same and he was outside the same. His life was open book. If he wants to eat pizza in a public place, he'll do it. Why should I hide and eat? He loved pizzas, you know this? Why should I hide and eat pizzas? Why should I? I'm a sannyasi, I should be open. Like that? He was like that. Wonderful personality in that sense. So it is most suspicious that His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj left on this particular anniversary day, Srivas Thakur's anniversary, on this most auspicious day, in the most auspicious place, Sridhar Mayapur, in that sense. So, when Sridhar Das Brahmachari was serving Srila Prabhupada in Juhu, Mumbai, you know him, he had a hefty build. His manifest form to us was a hefty build, like that, like a football player, like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, he must take care of the construction materials, because he has his hefty build. When he walks around and they know he is in charge of the construction materials, nobody will steal. And you know His Holiness Sridhar Swami, he walked like that, you know, like a transcendental Krishna's, you could say in one sense, you know, Krishna's gunda, bodyguard, you know. I am look offering Krishna's paraphernalia. And what is that paraphernalia? Construction materials. Aprakat materials, to be prakat in the form of this beautiful marble temple for Shishirada Rasa Bihari. Then, when the news came that Prabhupada wants him to do that, His Holiness Giriraj Swami went to Sridhar Swami. He said, look, Prabhupada wants you to look after the construction materials. He says, why me? I want to preach. You go back to Srila Prabhupada and you tell him that. So back and forth, Giriraj Swami was going to Prabhupada and Sridhar Swami. He wants you to do this. No, I want to preach. Like that. Then eventually Srila Prabhupada felt, yes, he wants to preach, then I will give him sannyas. Like that. And we see that his desire to preach was so without duplicity. And he became one of the preachers, best preachers practically in India, if not the whole world. He spent considerable time here in India itself. At one time His Holiness Sridhar Swami joked, because he was, you could say in one sense, joking about the zonal acharya system. At that time the discussions was there. And he was quite disturbed about it. How come they cheated us? How come this happened? Like that. So he joked, yes, if they make me guru and I become guru to take disciples, I'll only take 3 disciples. Any joke. One to cook, one to do my laundry, and one to collect money for me. He said, why should I take many? Only 3 are needed. That's all. Like that. So yeah, in this room, 851,
in the Kanj building, where he left us in his manifest pastimes, like that.